Hungarian the joke, and he said, well, the literature showed that there were there was a higher incidence of suicide among Hungarians than, but you know, that I don't have enough knowledge on that, but there were a few Hungarians who committed suicide, it's in all nationalities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like, again, being able to laugh at a situation,
oh, yeah,
but still take it serious.
Yeah, you got to be able to laugh at a situation. There, amongst Armenians, there's a joke. My wife's folks came from the big city, Van.
Okay.
And they're known to be tight-fisted, although I'll tell you the stereotype doesn't work. My wife is not tight-fisted when it comes to furniture and all that type of thing. But a person of Vanitsi, they're called, of this particular group from the big city, meet the husband and wife meet someone from another Armenian couple. And as they're leaving the big city couple, the husband says, and 1,000 good lucks to you. And as they leave, the wife says to her husband, well, why did you say 1,000? Why didn't you say 100 good lucks? It loses in the translation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard this story. Someone may have told you. 25 years ago, there was an article in one of the Chicago papers that the next, the world language, I have fun with this. The world language, when we eventually have a world language, is going to be Armenian, or it should be Armenian. You wonder why. Well, you have Armenians all over the world. There are Armenians really everywhere, South America. My mother, her family lived in Japan for a while. It's not a national power, so you couldn't have French or Russian or English, because these are world powers, they'd all be jealous. And the Armenian language, and my Armenian is not that good, it was better when I was a kid, is a language that is adaptable, and you don't have to make new words. It's something about there are 36 letters in the alphabet versus 26, but anyway, it's supposed to be the perfect language. So I have fun with my Armenian friends, and non-Armenian friends, about the world language. It's amazing, you can meet an Armenian almost anywhere. You see the IAN or YAN, and it's such a small group that as soon as you see that name, it's recognizable.
Thinking of anything else that, how would you, if you had to just sum up your experience of what it did for you or how it impacted your life living at Lincoln Place?
Wonderful experience. We weren't raised with just Armenians. We were raised, like I said, Macedonians, Bulgarians, Mexicans, Doverites, you know, when I say Doverites, there were a lot of people in Lincoln Place from Dover, Tennessee.
Okay.
And Mexicans, we all learned from each other's, the culture of each other. We were in each other's homes. I think it made me less prejudiced. When I went to Texas or California and they talk about this prejudice towards Mexicans, I couldn't understand it because I grew up with Mexicans and I hate the old cliche about they were some of my best friends, but I was in their homes, and I appreciated Mexicans, Macedonians, Bulgarians, and I think it made me, and most of us are more tolerant, I really do. We learned each other, a little bit of each other's cultures. I don't know how best to put it. I guess the simplest way to say it made me and most of my friends more tolerant.
Okay. I think that's true of any culture that we live with. The more we get exposed to it, the more we go, wait a minute, we got more alike than more different.
Yeah, that's... I do think Professor Kimball once said this. I had a history course from Professor Kimball. He said, I think I had world history from him at SIU. And I know his specialty is the Slavic area. And I think he had one of these study groups do a thing on Lincoln Place. But he said, you know, we Americans are naive. We don't understand the European mind. When our ambassadors whatnot go over and talk to someone from Europe or Japan, we're not skeptical enough. Now, I guess this is the paradox. I think growing up made me skeptical yet more understanding. I don't know how to explain that.
Okay.
You don't take something at face value. You show respect. Well, someone said one time the Japanese have 10 ways to say no. I don't quite understand that. But he said when we're dealing with the Russians, now he may have been anti-Russian, I'm not sure, Professor Kimball, he says, they'll look you in the face and say yes or no. But my father, when I was growing up, and I guess they still do it in school, we youngsters were all very patriotic. America, America. As you get older, I guess you realize that George Washington wasn't a saint and that type of thing. And my father was at times very skeptical of big government, yet respectful. And I think you've heard the story, the older you get, the more you realize how much you, or when you get older, you find out that your parents learned a lot as you.
Yes.
But I don't know quite how to, but that makes you more tolerant, yet more skeptical. There's got to be a word for that, or a phrase.
I think joining the two of them together works pretty well.
Yeah.
Skeptical, not just taking everything at face value, but taking a look at it, but yet being tolerant and respectful.
I know my folks and most of them always taught, treat your elders with respect. It was always Baron, it was a mister. You never called someone by their first name. Taught us respect, and boy, respect for teachers. Oh, I mean, a teacher was God.
Mm-hmm.
And someday you can be a teacher. Now, a friend of mine, who was it? A retired teacher, said his father, the way he did, he's actually Macedonian, they would go take a ride over to St. Louis, and they see these beautiful mansions. They say, someday, when you're a teacher, you can have a house like that.
Oh, okay.
And he became a teacher. He found out he's not going to afford a beautiful house like some of them. These mansions. But respect, it didn't matter if a person was a factory worker, or it was always Mr. Show respect. Of course, not all Armenians are that way, or Macedonians, but the respect.
I think that really sums it up.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.